And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Hi, everyone. September is Suicide Awareness Month. The World Health Organization estimates that about 800,000 people worldwide die by suicide every year. Those are staggering statistics. I've had several close friends and colleagues touched by suicide, and the effects are devastating to the people left behind. Suicide is a topic that very few people want to talk about. But suicide and attempted suicides are real, whether we talk about them or not. Suicide is a complex problem that is prevalent all over the world. It doesn't matter what your race or socioeconomic status is. Unfortunately, we've noticed in our hospital a rise in suicide attempts and completions, ranging from teens to the elderly. And that's just one hospital in my area, and it's happening everywhere. The survivors are left in shock and generally bewildered with so many unanswered questions. The stories are sad, sometimes complex, and sometimes there's no story at all. There's no letter, there's no explanation, just a space where people wonder, what could I have done? Communication is key. Suicide has to be an open discussion. We have to begin talking about mental health in our communities, in our churches, and in our homes. Secrets can be destructive. The truth may not fix everything, but at least you have a foundation to begin your plan towards healing. People experiencing mental illness, substance abuse, isolation, people with chronic physical illness, family problems, teens and young adults are more susceptible to suicide. Ask for help if you're having suicidal thoughts, or ask how you can help someone suffering with these thoughts. Offer support. If you don't know what to do, find help. And listen, listen, listen to what they're saying. When people start making statements like, I'd be better off dead, or you'd be happier if I weren't here, those are red flags. Also, pay attention to behavioral changes, giving away their possessions, increased interest in weapons, or they go from completely despondent to feeling overjoyed. Sometimes this sudden switch in behavior usually comes when a decision is made to complete suicide, and they feel better because the pain will end soon. These are the times to ask questions. Ask. Don't be afraid to say, are you thinking about suicide? And if the answer is yes, then don't criticize or tell them how to feel, or tell them they shouldn't feel that way because they lost their job or broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend. Just ask how you can help. Be supportive and seek immediate assistance. If you're struggling with these thoughts, talk to someone. And remember, suicide is not the answer, and it's permanent. There are call lines, text lines, and help centers in every city. Call the suicide prevention hotline. Don't hesitate to call if a loved one or you are having suicidal thoughts. And if there's an immediate crisis, call 911 or take them to the emergency room. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well. Remember, you're not alone. Talk to a friend, a family member, a minister, a counselor, your physician, or call the National Suicide Hotline. They're usually available 24/7. Community awareness and having those hard conversations is necessary to increase awareness. The stigma associated with suicide has to end so that we can be educated on best practices instead of hiding in shame. Whatever you're struggling with, know that healing takes time. It may require medication, therapy, group support, education, love, and finding hope again. Remember, God is with you in the good and the bad times. His word says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You are loved. There is hope. And you matter.
Everyone hurts and goes through pain. Whatever's first, it feels the same.
Not for everything,
He'll heal the hurt,
but in everything, give thanks.
I know he will.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
He'll heal the hurt.
Whom shall I fear?
I know he will.
Sing that with us.
He'll heal the hurt.
Tonight.
Tonight we cry out for the world.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Join Quebec Music Parallel for 3 straight nights of jazz and new music in Montreal. Tuesday, October 11th, the Yves Chaudhuet Trio, along with Marianne Trudel and Karen Young at the Lion d'Or. Wednesday, October 12th, Plantes with New Persons Les Oreilles and No High Banda at the Sala Rosa. Thursday, October 13th, Ivan Nonet and Mathieu Staller at Le Ministère. Tickets available on the venue websites, a CKUT co-presentation.
Hallelujah, I'm forgiven. Praise God in heaven who reigns, yeah. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Now every heart has a way. There's nothing left to do but give you praise, yeah. Jesus, only you get all my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your patience with me. 'Cause I was blinded, but now I'm seeing.
17 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM, binging on the best and inspirational music here on Radio McGill. And we're getting ready to introduce our song of the day. It comes from Grammy Award winner, Motown Gospel recording artist, and pastor of the Purpose Place Church in South Carolina. I'm speaking of Tasha Cobbs Leonard and her brand new single entitled The Church I Grew Up In. But first, here's music featuring Doe on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Song of the day.
There's a little white church in Georgia with a steeple still attached. When all the cars drive by, they don't know what they just passed. No fancy sign, one service time, and the door's always unlocked. is the first place that I saw the hand of God. You couldn't tell me there wasn't healing in those walls. You couldn't tell me that angels didn't walk those halls. On a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we didn't have much, but Jesus loved it. If you want to know why I am the way I am, it's the church I grew up in. Still in the carpet, communion in the bag. And none of us were perfect, but we all tried our best. The mother's prayer still in the air of the ones who walked away. And the only thing that kept us was God's grace. And you couldn't tell me that there wasn't healing in those walls. You couldn't tell me that angels didn't walk those halls. On a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we didn't have much, but Jesus loved it. If you want to know why I am the way I am, it's the church I grew up today, but I know that it is. So I'll tell my kids that they're still healing in these walls. Yeah. There's angels dancing down these halls. If it's a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we don't need much, cause Jesus loves it. If you wanna know where my story began, if you wanna know why I am the way I am, it's the church I grew up in. God's church is still alive today. Telling my kids there is healing in these walls. There's angels dancing down these halls. If it's a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, you don't need much, cause Jesus loves it. If you wanna know where our history began, if you want to know why we are the way we are, it's the church that we're all in.
26 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Dialed in with a pretty song by Tasha Cobbs Leonard entitled The Church I Grew Up In.
Yes.
All right, Brother Chris, Sister DC, delivering top shelf music this morning, and it brings us so much pleasure to present some of the most talented local and Canadian artists on this show. And today is a classic example. In a few short minutes, we're going to introduce to you Montreal's very own Peter Mezzador, as he's just released a brand new album. But first, here he is with Jésus Corème on CKUT 90.3 FM.
L'éternel son gros bon Dieu, Jéhovah son gros bon Dieu, Elohim son gros bon Dieu, moi pas gué pain. L'éternel son gros bon Dieu, chantez.
Chantez!
Ouais,
8:31. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. When I first met this brother by the name of Peter Mezzador at the Glass Awards in Toronto, Ontario, his voice and his spirit made him the perfect ambassador for the city of Montreal at the award show. Since then, he's been releasing music, collaborating with a variety of artists, and exalting the kingdom of God through his music. This past summer, the brother dropped his second full-length album. It's called Maison des Lévites, Volume 1, The House of Levites. We welcome to the show worship leader and recording artist, Brother Peter Mezzador. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Peter Mezzador.
Hey, hi, guys.
Saka fet, komu ye.
Awesome. And now, thank you for the invitation. I'm so honored. Thank you.
Listen, our liaise between our Haitian listeners and Creole listeners and ourselves is not here. Jennifer Below, as you know. So for our listeners who are not versed with Creole and the language of Creole, can you just give us a tiny bit of an explanation or translation of what Jésus Korem means?
It's simple. It just really means that Jesus got your back.
Jesus got your back? That's what the whole song is about? Well, all right.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, congratulations on your new album. Did you record and produce this album during or after the pandemic? And which producers or musicians locally helped you on this new project?
Awesome. So to answer your question, this album was produced during the pandemic. So as you already know, it was a big challenge for us in terms of studio sessions, but thank God we found a way to overcome it with such a great list of amazing people. Those people who worked on Maison des Lévites were fast, anointed, and so gifted, man. Yes. The main producer on this album is Hilary Godwin. All I can say, this brother is incredible. And I also have Moise Joseph, who worked on a few songs. He's from Montreal. And they both also count as musicians. We cannot forget David Francois on the bass and my MD, David Dolmes on the keys, on the Levi Prayer, and other musicians. For the vocals, Sally Production and Daphne Louise were in charge.
A very, very top end, a very, very talented musicians and backup singers. So congratulations on that. How would you describe the difference between your new album, Maison des Lévites, and your previous project released back in 2019, Envahim?
I mean, they both were special, but this new album is more like a worship experience. It's designed to create an atmosphere of worship right when you hear the first track. And really pushing the worshiper into God's presence with an altar call at the end.
Excellent. So we're going to let the folks listen to one of the brand new tracks from the new album, The House of Levites. This one is called Wap Aji on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Living man, depuis mon été à genoux. Moi agir, puis loin je ne vous
just 20 minutes to go. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Montreal's very own Peter Mezidor.
We're speaking to Peter Mezidor right now in interview. How's it going, Peter Mezidor? I asked you again to translate briefly this last song we just heard, Wap Aji. And what does that mean?
I mean, it really means I'm winning. I also have the English version on the album. The idea behind this song is that worship is a weapon. So while we worship, God is working in our favor.
Well, all right. Now, Christopher actually was commenting on the production value of the last song that we just heard and the sound quality. And we were also like curious about the singer you used, the musicians you used. They're local, the studio you use. Are you using local studios? Who was the voice on that last track?
With the verse on that last track was Aimeline Versailles. She goes to It Is That Soul. And back vocals were my team, Revival Sound, and also Sally Production. So amazing people on that song with Hilary Godwin, this Nigerian producer. It was the one who worked on that song.
Beautiful. Now, you're also well known in the Francophone community as a worship leader. How has leading worshipers at church helped shaped and prepared you as an artist?
What I like about being a worship leader is that it helps me recognize that my gift is not for me, but for the edification of the church. And now, as an artist, my first goal is making sure that my songs serve the same purpose. So being a blessing for whoever will listen to it, and not just producing dope songs with dope arrangement for my satisfaction.
Excellent. Now, you seem to be comfortable recording both in French and in English, which is really great. Are you ready to take your ministry and your music beyond the Francophone community?
The thing is, Chris, I'm from Haiti, so I speak Creole and French, and I used to live in Boston, so I got a bit of English in me. Now I live in Montreal, so I'm exposed again to French and English. So because I want to be authentic to who I am, I'm always looking on prioritizing those three languages. So meaning not just French and Creole projects. Soon, we'll be having an English project.
Excellent. Look forward to it. I'm going to end this interview with one final question, and that is to know, what is your hope and your prayer for those who stream, who download, who discover this new inspirational album called Maison des Levites?
I pray that whoever listens to Household Device, Maison des Levites, encounter this refreshment from the Holy Spirit. I really hope that those who don't have a relationship with God, they be touched and transformed in the image of Christ while listening to the songs. That's really my heart. Really.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We're going to end this interview with a final song from the brand new album by Peter Mezidor. It's called Présent Où, which means, Peter?
The presence of God. Presence Où.
The presence of
God. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We really appreciate it, Peter.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter Mezidor. Get the album. It's entitled Maison de Levites, House of Levites. Here's the song Présent Où on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tombe, li mouye, e li debode, nan tout vi mwen. Présence Où, c'est un coup la pluie, kap e tombe, li mouye, e li debode, nan mwen. Mwen témoigne, ke lo séché, mwen confesse que nan mwen restauré, mwen témoigne que lou nan zyem séché, mwen confesse que nan mwen. Yeah.
seul bagay mwen be habite nan prezans ou m'a mande yon seul bagay mwen be kontemple la gloa ou yon
seul bagay mwen be habite
nan prezans ou m'a mande yon seul bagay.
Soul and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Well, welcome to our picks of the week. Of course, I'll go first today, and my pick of the week is what's on everybody's conversation this past week. We bid farewell to Britain's monarch. Christopher, don't get pissed off at me. I mean, for the past 70 years, Christopher, it's truly the end of an era. And as my lifetime, I'm sure a lot of you can relate. We've seen presidents, we've seen popes, but we've only known one queen. Now, before you Hotep or Woke Brothers come for me, I'm speaking as an observer. Queen Elizabeth II has reigned with dignity and decorum and was a formidable woman rich with historical value and beloved by many. However, her death has polarized commentaries, some respectful and some darn right indifferent to her passing. Whether you agree or disagree with the monarchy, she was a mom, she was a grandma, and she will be missed. So may God rest her soul, and condolences, of course, go out to those who mourn her passing. And if you're interested in watching dramatization of the Queen's life, you can watch The Crown, which is currently on Netflix, and probably one of my favorite movies in the past 10-15 years, The Queen, featuring Helen Mirren, who won an Oscar for her performance of Queen Elizabeth II. second. And that's my pick of the week, Bone.
All right. Now, my pick of the week shines a bright light on the shocking revelation of one of America's greatest musical treasures, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who was targeted and under intense surveillance by the FBI in the 60s and in the 70s because of her support of the civil rights movement. The Federal Bureau of Investigation recently declassified its file on Aretha Franklin, who died in 2018 at the age of 76. The 270-page document includes reports from over a dozen states showing that the FBI extensively tracked the singer's civil rights activism and her notable friendships with the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and black activist Angela Davis. The file also includes several credible death threats against Aretha Franklin. The FBI file was requested via the Freedom of Information Act by journalist Jen Dize, who posted excerpts in a lengthy Twitter thread and was first reported by media outlet Pitchfork. Now declassified, the file includes close documentation of Aretha Franklin's performances at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, of which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was president. Bottom line, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, one of America's greatest artistic treasures, was perceived to be a possible enemy of the state because of her open advocacy of the civil rights movement. Then anyone could easily go from national hero to public enemy number one. Mercy. Keep that in mind. That, unfortunately, is my pick of the week. Here is Aretha Franklin from her award-winning album here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. We are definitely here on the radio between the hours of 6 and 9 every Sunday morning at 90.3 FM in the Montreal area, CKUT.ca, on the World Wide Web, and on your favorite radio app. Now, we want to thank Bev Benskin for providing us with a very special word of the day at the top of the hour. And we also want to thank our special guest, Mr. Peter Mezador, for joining us in the final hour. Get his present album, stream it, download it, Maison de Levites, House of Levites. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, and on all your one of your favorite music platforms. Next week, we hope to have another recording artist, Haitian American Lynn Betty William, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And in the following week, we hope to have on air from Ottawa, Ontario, recording artist Siwa, from as she presents her latest album, Oxygen here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
All right, so some September belated birthday shout outs. Pastor O'Neill Madden, Montreal musical genius keyboard player Everly, Mama J's Cakes, Jackie Stennett, Toronto gospel recording artist Londa Larman. I want to say a birthday shout out, a belated birthday shout out to Jennifer's cousin Yaffa Andre, Jean's Sage belated birthday shout outs to Tracy Steeles, and my baby brother, Fevrier Clark. I love you, son. And I want to say happy birthday in advance to Grace Williams, incidentally, whose mom turned 103 last week. I want to say birthday shout out to Cece Walker and Gemma Rayburn in our CKUT family, Jabby D.
And a happy belated birthday to Lady So, who celebrated last weekend in New York City. And I want to apologize for last week. We had to present a previously aired episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. But you can always count on Brian Yu show every Sunday morning.
Yes, indeed. Condolences and heartfelt thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the late and beloved Carol Martin.
Now, who's streaming next week?
Who's streaming next week? Well, before we go, happy birthday in advance to B.B. Winans, who turns 60 on the 17th of September. And if you want to celebrate a night with BB, you can live stream his worldwide concert that takes place actually September the 16th at 7:30 p.m.
Facebook
2:30
live?
p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets are $20. If you want more information, go to www.glofestinternational.com. So glowfestinternational.com.
That's
and
where it's
celebrate
gonna be?
BB Winans' 60th birthday.
So that's where the platform where
that's the platform
the concert?
But yes, I you can go and check yourself. Vashawn Williams, Donnie McClurkin, Karen Clark, Marvin Winans, nice, and more will be celebrating with him, and that will be live streamed. So check it
September
out. September the 16th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry.
On glowfest.com?
Glowfestinternational.com.
Okay.
It's 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, my bad.
All right, we go out with BB Winans with the selection he promised me.
Be blessed. Bon courage. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Just want to shout out a pastor who was in town this past weekend from Toronto, Ontario, providing us very special word this weekend, Pastor John Scott at LNL.
And shout out, congratulations on your marital bliss to Wendy Sparks, who got married last Saturday. Shout out, much love, God's blessings.
We're talking about the mother of NBA player Wendy Sparks, right?
Yes, ma'am, and friend to the show.
And friend to the show. Congratulations, Wendy.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos